Why is it mentioned? Saul had a blessing. He turned aside from that blessing. It had great impact in the kingdom. David's reign extended the kingdom, brought lasting peace, yes, through war, but it brought lasting peace that even endured throughout Solomon's time. David was a man after God's own heart. He'll rule, uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. He hasn't fallen off his throne. The world looks like it at times, but he has not. It's because of his compassion that he hasn't come back and completely set things all right. But we can be in right relationship with him from this time forth and forevermore. Every person can choose to receive Christ. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The prophets foretold. Hundreds of prophecies are fulfilled in the person and the work of Jesus. That's where I thought I was going to go this morning. So many of those prophecies that came became fulfilled in Jesus. But I thought, man, the more I looked at this, we need to know why. Why was it so important that Jesus came? How that was fulfilled. J.I. Packer says, the Word had become flesh, a real human baby. He had not ceased to be God. Remember, God of creation, God of compassion. He had not ceased to be God. He was no less God than before. But he had begun to be man. He was not now God minus some elements of his deity, but God plus all that he made his own by taking manhood to himself. It's fulfilled in the person and work of Jesus. And the more connected we're with him, that's what we experience. Peace that passes understanding. Joy inexpressible. Can't even put it into words, but we can experience it. It was fulfilled for the people of his time, and they celebrated, filled with joy. We'll continue to look at that throughout this series. Is he still the source of joy? Or are we looking to something else to happen this Christmas to give us, what, temporary happiness? A little bit of something? Or is he truly the source of joy and peace in our lives? The crucial question, as Hannah Whitehall Smith writes, for each of us is this: what do you think of Jesus? And do you yet have a personal acquaintance with him? Possible to attend church all our lives and still miss Jesus. We have a growing relationship with Jesus if we do know him. Who is he? I know the truth about him. I know he lived and died and he's a good guy. He's a whatever. Is he my Savior? Is he my source of joy? Is that my daily walking? See, he is the light of the world. He's the joy. He's the one who brings freedom and peace. It's fulfilled in me and you and through me and you. Oswald Chambers says, just as our Lord came into human history from outside, so he must come into me from the outside. Have I allowed my personal human life to become a Bethlehem for the Son of God? Are we so busy that there's no room at the end? There's no time to abide in his presence. I'm just cruising through life and I'm wondering why I'm all stirred up and reactive and doing whatever else, living out on my own. I'm missing the joy, the freedom, the peace, the light. I'm walking in darkness. But they've seen a great light. I think of the picture. Somebody, I believe it was a painting originally, where there's no door handle on the outside. There's a door handle on the inside. Jesus stands at the door and knocks. If anyone will open the door and invite him in, let him in. We let him in this Christmas. You're here today. Maybe you've never made a decision to follow Jesus. He's the Creator. He loves you. Yes, you've rebelled against Him like we all have. He's the God of compassion. In other words, He's the God of reconciliation. He's made a way. He is the way. You can be in right relationship with Jesus. Will you open that door of your life to Him today? Maybe you've known about this story for a long time, but will we open that door this Christmas? Prophets foretold it. It's amazing. It's worth waiting for. It's anticipating. Now let's meet Him, because He's made it possible. And let's truly celebrate Christmas. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank You. Thank You for working throughout history, for all the fulfilled prophecies in Jesus. And He came. He lived. He died. He conquered sin and death. And because of Him, we can have true abundant life. We experience it partially, but can we experience it more? God, I pray for anyone here who has not surrendered their life to You, Jesus. They're still like Adam and Eve, trying to go their own way, living in the dark. Would You help them see the light and give them the courage to respond, surrender their life to You? For those of us who have known You, God, would You open our hearts and our minds this Christmas? We would experience Christmas. Joy, freedom, peace, as we learn to abide in You. They lived in darkness, but a great light has come. Jesus, shine Your light on us. Blow our worlds up as we enter into Your presence this Christmas season. Thank You. Amen.